But ain't nobody never got
that fight turned bloody 90 years ago in Marseilles. During the throes of the Depression, local laborers protested a company bringing in out-of-state, underpaid workers to build a dam. During the peaceful protest, company personnel open-fired and killed local worker Big Steve Sutton and wounded 21 more. And just as the gunfire cleared, news of a local labor agreement reached Marseilles. Laborers Local 393 was born on that tragic day and still stands on Main Street, just a block from where the dam was built on the Illinois River. Mike Matika is a member of the Laborers Local 362 and a community activist.
And we're here today to make sure that story, that bravery, that courage to build a movement and demand decent conditions is not forgotten.
The Illinois State Historical Society unveiled a plaque to honor Big Steve and make sure the history of labor in Illinois is cast in bronze. Chuck Stanley is a board member of the State Historical Society and presented at the event.
There's an old labor song called Joe Hill. In the song, there is a line, "It takes more than guns to kill a man." And I think that's the notion that is echoed in this marker.
The peaceful night on the Illinois River was also full of music and Union songs. The performer to bring them to life was a former Marseilles resident, Rage Against the Machine guitarist and workers' rights activist.
My name's Tom Morello, and I'm a union man. This first song I'm gonna play is a fighting song. This is a union song for the fine auto workers who are twisted, tricked, and robbed.
The crowd of Marseilles residents and local 393 members rushed on stage with Morello as he belted out old and original labor anthems. The former Rage guitarist and union member himself also took the time to talk about the renewed push for organized labor. Unions have seen a wave of wins over the past year, with workers from Starbucks and Amazon successfully organizing. Morello and other labor activists hope it's momentum for a movement in America. In Illinois, labor is also on the ballot this November. Voters will decide whether a workers' rights amendment should be enshrined in the Illinois state constitution. The amendment says it would guarantee the right to a safe workplace and make it illegal to pass laws interfering or diminishing workers' rights to organize. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker also spoke at the event. He talked about the importance of memorializing what happened in Marseilles almost a century ago and about the proposed amendment.
On day one, I got to work putting a stop to the previous administration's union busting and anti-worker agenda. We banished from the dictionaries of this state three words: right to work.
So-called right to work laws give workers the option to join a union or not. Labor activists say federal law already gives those protections and that right to work measures weaken union bargaining strength. On Workers' Memorial Day, Morello closed out the night with a rendition of one of America's most famous songs, "This Land Is Your Land." But he highlighted the original final lyrics of Woody Guthrie's Dust Bowl protest song.
As I was walking, I saw a sign there. And that sign said, "No trespassing." But on the other side, didn't say nothing. That side was made.
The plaque in memory of Big Steve Sutton can be found in downtown Marseilles, right on the Illinois River. I'm Peter Medlin.